Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona. With me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, lots of stuff went on this weekend, but before we can get into that, what is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a few messages, and I'm a little slow. I want to get into these first. Our buddy Moose wrote in,
Moose!
Forrest Whitaker can catch these hands because, well, you know, I don't know what that means. So please reply.
Either. Moose, we're not always the brightest, so help your sisters out.
We did get a message from your buddy James. It says, your buddy James here, and girls, why does this make me think of you two? Shower thoughts. It says, the closest best friends are usually just two people who spoke one day and thought, this person is just as weird and effed up as I am. I want to do ratchet S with this nut job, and that's beautiful. Yeah, it's like just how, to, like, friendships are weird in general. That was another shower thought I've read before where it's like you just pick one person, you're like, okay, I tolerate you. I want to spend all my time with you. And then you're stuck with them.
Yeah.
He also sends us another message that says, hey, girls, your buddy James here. And I wanted to ask, what's the dumbest thing you've ever done? Okay, now with your story out of the way, I have to tell you that I'm on bed rest for a week. So why do you ask? Because I sat on my right testicle.
Oh!
And now it's swollen and I have to keep ice on it. And I can only get out of bed to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
and I did it at work. So they have to do a company-wide safety meeting. And it's covered under workers' comp.
That is hilarious.
I'm sorry, but that is funny.
And I don't even know... I didn't know that you could sit on them like that so hard that it would do that.
I think it just kind of like pinches in between your thighs. I don't know. I don't have them. So.
I don't either. But I'm surprised it doesn't happen to more dudes if that's a thing.
I hear it does. Like sometimes if you watch a dude sit down, they make a face. It's because they sat on him.
Yeah. I didn't know like you could sit on it so hard to where it's like you can't just like get up really fast and it'd be okay.
Yeah. Like where you bruise them and you have to be off work for a week.
Have you taken pictures of it? Because like... I mean, like, I don't want to see them necessarily, but just to think that'd be so funny to just have like one really big testicle and then like the normal one.
That's awful.
And you have to ice your jug. Oh, that's amazing.
But what is the dumbest thing you've ever done? And
well, I mean, I get injured a lot. Probably one of the dumbest. I think I have two. One is, no, this is definitely one. This is definitely number one because I was sober. And I was just, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night, just got to pee. You don't turn the lights on because you know the outline of your bedroom, so you think. And I rammed my foot into my dresser and split my toe right in half, like broke it right in half. And my toe's honestly never been the same since. Had to get surgery on it. Yeah, it was it was stupid.
You're all kinds
of high. I should have just turned on the damn lights. And I was sober.
You got to be like me. I got like Christmas lights and have a little dimmer.
Oh, do you just dim them on when you got to get up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or, I should get like the clap ones.
No,
easy.
No.
Why?
Because if you're having sex, it's like on, off, on, off, on, off.
Oh, you think it would like register?
Yeah, because there's a clapping sound.
Really?
Yes, I've heard stories of this happening to people.
Oh, I've never heard that. That's hella funny, actually.
But I like my Christmas lights because they're typically pretty bright, but if you have the dimmer thing with it, I can dim it and make it romantic lights.
Oh, and then can you turn them all off, though?
Yeah, like, you just turn it off.
Yeah, but do you, like, turn them on when you have to, like, get up and pee in the middle of the night?
Sometimes I'll just turn a little bit on. That's how
really?
I start waking up. I'll turn them on.
And be like,
If it's, like, 1 a.m., I'll turn them a little bit on. I'm like, okay, I need to pee, but I don't want to get up. So, come on. This kind of helps me. Like, it's bright. It's getting brighter. Come on. I don't know. I have a weird way of
corrosing
strange. Myself to do things. Anywho.
The other way I would say is when I trip and fell and split my face open on Capitol Hill and had to go to the hospital and get stitches for it. And I got like a shiner. It was...
Ugh. See, I've never gotten a shiner.
It was so dope. I loved it,
It was
actually.
There for a while,
it was there for... It was the real deal. And I had like bandages on my face for my stitches too. So I had that and the big shiner. And I was like, wow, I wonder what... And I... had plans with my dad to go. It was around Christmas to go Christmas shopping. So we went to the mall and I was just like that. And I was like, well, I can't, you know, rearrange my schedule. We've had these plans forever.
And people will stare.
Yeah. And like, it's so, no one asked me anything about it.
No.
And I was like, is someone going to ask me like The only person that did kind of ask me was when I was on an airplane, because I was going to California, and I was sitting next to this guy, and we were just like, we just had been talking previously. So then eventually, like an hour or two into the flight, he was like, "So I got to ask, what happened to your face?" And I was like, "Thank you. About time someone asked me."
See, here's the thing, because you never know what can happen. It's like, oh, my husband beat me.
Well, I was like shopping with my dad, and no one, and like sometimes people think like my dad and I are like together, which is weird, I know, but they always are like, yep. Some people are like, "Hey, how'd you score that?" And they're talking about me. And I'm like, no. But I'm like, well, what if he beat me the night before? Like, no one's going to be like, "Hey, like,
we don't know.
Is everything okay?"
Well, what if he's not your husband? What if this is just, you know, somebody else? It's just weird because you don't know if someone's going to break down crying or it's just going to make them feel awful. Like my poor grandma, like my uncle, granted he's older too, basically her brother-in-law. She was at the wedding and my uncle forgot that my grandpa died.
Oh, awkward.
And he's like, "Say hi to Simon for me." My grandma just, boom, tears.
Well, that's an honest mistake.
But just like anything like that, you don't know what's going to trigger tears for anybody. And you're like, okay, now I have this person crying at me and mad at me.
I think I'm just so much more like, it's just, I look like a mess. And so if I saw someone like that and I was customer servicing them, like I would just be like, oh, snap, girl. Do you need like a glass of wine for that? Like, is it okay? Do you need some ice? Like, it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, that's just how I would deal with it
This is one of my dumber things that relates to this, actually. Well, it started off with this one guy had his like a scratched up face. Like, dude, like when I was working at a restaurant, I was like 18 years old. I'm like, "Dude, what'd you do?" And he's like, "Oh man, I fell down some stairs, I was a little drunk." I'm like, "Dude, you should tell it. It's a cooler story. Like, you got in a motorcycle accident or something, dude." And he's like, "Yeah, no, I definitely should do that. Ha ha ha." Later, I have one of my regular customers and his nose is all messed up. Kind of like mine when I, you know, fell. And that's other dumb story. And I'm like, "Hey, what'd you do? Was it a motorcycle accident?" And he's like, "No, it was skin cancer. They had to scrape most of my skin off."
Oh, that sounds so painful.
It's painful, but he was so deadpan and so like, "I don't want to talk about this." And I'm just like, "Well, can I bring you some coffee?"
Yeah.
Like, I just,
free drinks
no,
on me.
There is no recovery from that.
I mean, if you don't want to get asked about it, like, I don't.
Well, like, what are they supposed to do? Stay home for the next 3 weeks? Because you can't. Like, when I got my face smashed in, the story behind that was I was drunk and I decided to help a drunker, way drunker. She was not very nice. I'm going to call her a bitch. She couldn't walk. So I'm like, She wasn't heavy, so I picked her up and I'm walking. But then at some point, I think she passed out because then it felt like
dead
weight. She felt 50 pounds heavier.
Yeah,
dead weight. We both smashed her face up in the concrete. And I remember I was working at the tattoo shop at the time. I had an hour to kill. I was starving, so I went and got some pho right down the street from where I worked. And the guy comes up to take my order, and I look up at him. He's I like audible gasp and he like stepped away and I was just like, "Thanks." Like,
did you say anything?
No,
did you play it off?
I'm
like, "Oh,
like,
do you like my new nose? I just got like, it yesterday from the concrete."
I'll be like, "I'll have a small chicken pho. Thank you."
Oh, like, see, I just play it
I'm
off.
Just like, I'm just like, okay. Like, he's obviously scared of me. Like, he was scared. Like, what if I must, like, he didn't really speak English. So I think he might have thought I got in a fight or something. I was feisty. I don't know, especially because I'm.
See,
got
I just
tattoos.
Say like what either what happened or I'm like I should try to make up a cooler story, but I'm just like I just you know got in a fight with concrete and the concrete won. So Here's my face now.
It gets annoying having to explain it over and over and
see,
over.
See, I didn't
again.
Get that. I didn't get like anyone except for that one person asking me.
I get a couple looks at me, and I'm just like, once I see them staring, it's like, okay, like I'll try to kind of explain and be like, no, I know it's there. Like,
yeah, see, I think if you're going to, like, you can stare at me, sure, whatever, but, like,
I get uncomfortable.
If you want to ask about it, just be like, "Hey, what happened to your face?" Like, I feel like it was very obvious that, like, actually it looked like I got punched in the face with some scars.
Yeah, I mean, if you're already having a conversation with someone, I don't think it's a problem. I think it's like, "Oh, hey, blah, 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 you know, by the way, what happened to your face?" But I think it's like, "I'm taking your order." Like, I don't. It's not that I care, but it's just like I wouldn't ask just because after that experience with that guy, like, what if it's cancer and this person's barely holding on by a thread and the only little thing that's going to make them happy is some food right now? Like, I don't want to just have some crying
person. I feel like they should
probably
be used to it, though. Like, I'd rather have, if you're going to stare at me and stare weirdly at me, I'd rather you ask me about it so then I can get that. It's like the elephant in the room out of the way. Like, this is what's going on. Yes, I know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Now you know. And so you can stop, like, being so weird about it.
I try to vibe it out. too, though, like what their body language is like. If they look like scared and timid, it's like, okay, I'm going to leave them alone because they clearly don't want to be around anything, but they have to be out and about for whatever reason. But if they're a little bit like leading their day-to-day life, just like, oh, la, 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 I'm getting my Starbucks, hanging out. Then it's like, okay, cool. You seem like you're pretty chill. So I think it's just case by case.
People need to stop being so sensitive.
Or you need to stop being a bitch.
I was just like, I just think everyone should just ask if they're staring and you're talking crap about it with your employees or whoever, like, and you're like, what's wrong? I wonder what's going on. Just ask them. Like, and if they say, like, I don't want to talk about it, then they don't want to talk about it.
Side note, going back to one of our previous podcasts, our buddy Josh, he part of the Omega Gamers. He's also on the BJ Shays Board Game Alliance podcast on Tuesdays with us. He says, damn you, Vicky. I just check out the broadcast. And now all I want is potatoes. Because we were talking about how potatoes are the Cadillac of vegetables.
And how I don't.
How you don't think they're that great, but broccoli and cauliflower are. And I'm like, no.
I only like French fries, really. I mean, I'll eat hash browns if I'm hungover, but really only French fries is the only kind of potato to have.
Broccoli and cauliflower are like the most boring vegetables in the world.
And cabbage. Ooh, made some cabbage yesterday. And when I mean me, I mean my boyfriend, but still. Like, bomb.
And I'm the old lady. I feel like only old Irish ladies eat cabbage.
Cabbage and cauliflower.
No. Anywho, so we did kind of tease earlier that we had some exciting things going on over the weekend.
Wait, we have one more Instagram message.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Gosh. Okay. This is from Joe Steven. Joe in Tacoma. Last week, you ladies were talking about the shower thoughts. Although most of my shower thoughts are questions to spark debate and conversation. Oh, I don't know. I have so many. I have a reputation at work. A few that I've had in the last week alone are what Disney princess could work a stripper pole better? He thinks Pocahontas has potential. And why is animal sex so bad, but we'll sell you a blow-up animal to have sex with? And if you are a vegan / vegetarian, are you allowed to swallow baby gravy? What the heck is baby gravy? I seriously read that like 3 times and I was like, what does that mean?
what else did you think it could have been?
I have no idea. I was like, that isn't like fully developed yet. Yeah, I don't know.
Anywho, so first answer, I think maybe Mulan would be able to work the pole the best for a couple reasons. One, because if you watch the movie, she was able to climb that giant pole to reach the arrow and grab the arrow. So I think she used some help with some scarves.
Mm.
On top of that, she has to know how to use like a staff for fighting. So I think she would probably be the best one. She's very athletic. Unless it's underwater, then maybe Ariel.
Unless it's underwater stripping.
But that's easy. Like, you're underwater. It's like you have the movement with you.
I don't know. The only one that kind of came to mind was Rapunzel just because she has long, flowy hair. But then I guess she doesn't really climb up her own hair, so I don't really know her climbing skills are.
She does some stuff with her hair, I guess. She, like, uses her hair as a tool.
Yeah, that could be kind of badass.
So I think she could. She can do, like, the aerial stripping.
Ooh.
And not so much the pole dancing. Anywho, I'm sure there's a porn site for this somewhere.
That is such a great shower thought, though. Wow, now I'm going to think about that.
All right, what was the other question?
Why is animal sex so bad when we'll sell you a blow-up animal to have sex with?
I don't want to say the word supposed to have sex with those blow-up dolls. I think it's supposed to be a joke.
I think some people do, though.
But I do think some people do. And I don't think... Maybe it's because it's an easy, convenient thing. It's like people who put together their homemade devices using sponges. Like, you're not wanting to have sex with SpongeBob or a sponge, but it's just you mix a sponge with the rubber glove and you got...
SpongeBob. they should have a SpongeBob blow-up doll.
Oh, I'm sure there is. But there's... you know, devices you can use. So I don't know if those who do use it, if they're just, you know, closing their eyes and pretending it's not that.
Yeah.
Pretending it's a regular plastic human blow-up doll. Or maybe they really do want to have animal sex and this is a way they get their kink out. And that's not cool.
Yeah, well, plus, like, it's way different from a blow-up thing to the actual real thing.
Yep.
Like, the real thing is living and breathing and, you know,
yeah, see,
the fake one is...
I don't know anybody who's ever actually had sex with one of the blow-up dolls. Just because they don't look comfortable. Like, I've stuck my hand in the mouth of one. I'm like, that doesn't feel comfortable.
Yeah, but maybe if you, like, lube it up enough.
Maybe, I guess. I don't know.
It's a tight hole, man. People are weird. And if you are a vegan vegetarian, are you allowed to swallow baby? Well, I am a vegetarian. And yes, we are allowed to.
I mean, you're killing, you're consuming human life. I don't know.
That's like actually really weird now to think about. I guess it's like the same with like eggs, though, right? I guess if vegans don't eat eggs, but vegetarians do. But I've always thought like an egg is kind of, but it's like dead. But
well,
so
the,
is
the idea. Idea with, I mean, well, technically alive. Like it's not a human or anything like that, but it is potentially alive. There's still living, breathing organisms.
Doesn't it die though? Once it like
after a while, yeah. But I mean, if it's fresh off, you know, the yacht. If you will, then it's probably, it still is because it at least in the receptacle, which is the female vagina, the sperm can actually last up to 7 days.
Damn, it's swimming around there for a while.
Which, side note, that's how some women are like, oh, I can't get pregnant, I'm on my period. I'm like, but they can live in the vagina for up to 7 days, so you could still get pregnant in theory. Is it harder? Yes, but you can still get pregnant. Just a quick side note for those who did not know that.
Dang, so I had sex the other day, so like, but, still all up in there?
But you're on birth control, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does it automatically kill it when I'm on birth control?
No, what birth control does, it doesn't kill anything. It basically convinces your body that you're pregnant. So it doesn't release any eggs.
Oh, so none of his guys would have stuck. But they're still, they still could be living up
there.
They
could still be there, yeah.
Oh, that's really weird.
It's just like in the very microscopic level.
Blah. But I guess you thinking about going back to the baby gravy is plants are a living thing.
Yeah.
So vegans and vegetarians eat plant, like that's like a lot of our diet.
But
so
going back to the egg thing, like the vegans don't eat anything that's animal product. So they don't eat honey because bees made it. They don't drink milk because cows had to make it. They don't wear silk because silkworms had to make it, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, some vegans.
Like the
I mean, a lot of vegans still wear leather and all that crap. They just don't eat.
I'm talking about vegans, the non-health ones. Like the ones, like there's some vegans that just do it for health purposes, for, you know, healthy diet.
Well, and some vegans just do it for...
But then there's some that because it's the lifestyle.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then some people just do it because they don't like eating animal products, right. But they're like okay with...
But like I had a friend, she was a vegan, and I used like the Burt's Bees chapstick. I'm like, oh, you want some chapstick? She's like, honey... beeswax. I'm like, okay,
dude, whatever. Even as a vegetarian forever, that makes me roll my eyes. Like, Jesus Christ. But you know, I think you actually, I mean, vegetarians, yes, I believe, okay. Vegans, you know, I don't know about the hardcore ones. That's very fascinating to find out, actually. If you're a hardcore vegan, let us know.
But a quick overview, because we don't have a whole lot of time. Weekend was fun. We did Portland.
BJ's bachelor party, if you've been listening to the main show, yes.
I did not. I got real sick real fast.
When she means sick, she means wasted.
Like throwing up sick.
Like throwing up wasted. You can admit it. It's okay.
I don't, like, I still don't know if it was 100% wasted or 100% like high on whatever medication I was on. I don't know.
It was a mixture of something. She was all types of effed up.
Yes, but I was drunk. I don't know. Drunk and something else. I'm still waiting to figure that out, which I probably never will. But overall, though, still fun. Got my steak bites. Saw some boobs. It was fun.
I heard you had to eat them in the party bus.
Yeah. Like they brought them out to me. I was going to go get them and then
that was
they brought
very
them out.
Nice
so I was just
that
very,
they did that.
I was just like, okay.
Did you have an okay time?
Yeah. It was fun. I can tell like some people had really bad like acid reflux from all the booze.
Oh.
So I had to leave early and then. But other than that, like everyone like had a good time. My friend did get sick on the way back because the party bus was bouncing.
Oh, God, that would have been me. I would have died.
Yeah. So she was it was just a very quiet ride back home.
Were you guys all dying?
Yeah. We went and got breakfast the next morning. It was fantastic.
You guys could eat, though.
Yeah. We all eat.
Well,
we were all fine. We were just exhausted.
Yeah. Not super hungover?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No,
I was
dehydrated the next day, but when I woke up the next day, I was just like, okay.
Because you puked it all out of your system, probably.
Yeah.
All the poison.
Yep. But what was your weekend like?
I went to the cabin for my girl's birthday.
You guys turned up?
Yeah. She got a cabin in Mount Baker area, and it was so cool. We were there. We came in Friday night. Y'all got wasted, played drinking games, had a blast, woke up the next morning, and... I mean, I was like ready to rock. I was like, let's go on a hike. Like, let's take advantage of this a little lot. And everyone else kind of wasn't really on my page and was like, I don't want to take a hike. Like, let's go for a walk maybe. And I was like, oh, you guys are lame.
But you could have just taken the hike by yourself.
They would have not let me do that. They would.
How about your Johnny Rivers
didn't want to do jack ass. He told me from the get-go he's going, he's drinking, and he's barbecuing. That's all he's doing.
That sounds like the life.
Yeah, but my friend bought a kickball set, and so we all took a walk, and there was like fields and tennis courts and tetherball and like Johnny Rivers and another guy that was there loved to play tennis, so they played tennis, and we played Foursquare. If you remember Foursquare, like back in the elementary school days,
I was awful at it,
dude. I loved it, and then we all played kickball. We had two teams. It was just because there was like huge open field, and it was so fun. And these were some people that I actually went to elementary school with. So it was literally like 20 years later, like, we're all playing. It. Yeah, it was so awesome, and let me tell you, I'm still freaking sore. I don't know what kickball, the running that I don't do a lot of. Holy crap. Like all of us, like our legs and our abs. It's the weirdest thing. And then that night we went in the hot tub, and like it was just
I would not have left the hot tub. That sounds amazing.
It was awesome. Yeah. It was just like so like in the middle of nowhere. Service was really bad, so that was like kind of great. Mm-hmm. We all just had dinners together and breakfast together. And
from somebody that doesn't even like dinners, like family dinners.
Yeah. I mean, they had to make some of them vegetarian for me and stuff, but it was just so, and there was like no TV, so we had to like play card games and play other kind of, you know, like that.
That's
kind
fun.
Of like,
as long as there's
simple
music, it's cool.
Yeah, she brought her little music thing and that worked. But yeah, it was awesome, and I think it was like the perfect amount. I think if there was one more day, we would have all wanted to kill each other, but there was like no drama, which is shocking.
I'm very shocked.
There was 10 of us that went. And wow, no drama the two nights.
See, I have something that's coming up like that. My best friend's having her 30th birthday. She's 2 weeks older than me, exactly. So she's having her 30th birthday party. And I think we're going to go, they're renting a boat in Chelan or Wenatchee, one of the two, I forget.
Hopefully it's Chelan.
Yeah, the lake. So we're going to go hang out on the lake all day. There's going to be drinking. And then we're going to stay at a condo. And it's going to be cheaper the more people go. So we're still figuring out who's going.
How many people is she inviting?
19, I think I saw on the list.
Oh, is there only one condo?
Well, there's more if more people sign up. I don't think all 19 people are going because not everyone ever goes.
Yeah, that's very true.
So I'm like, she thinks it's probably going to be like 10, if that's including her and her husband, myself.
For like a night, two nights?
I think it's two nights. But there's going to be a limo ride to the wineries and do a wine tour.
That is so cool.
So I'm excited to kind of like hang out in the condo, and like I'm going to bring some card games and just because I want to play games too.
Dude, that's awesome.
I just
want
to go swimming in the sun. I haven't done that in forever.
Yeah, and just lay out on the boat.
That sounds fantastic.
Make sure you pace yourself, Vicky.
Yeah. I just want to swim, man. I want my Capri Sun and my
Your Capri Sun.
My Lunchable snacks after swimming, man. That's all I really want in life.
I may or may not have had that last weekend.
Capri Sun and Lunchables.
Yes. It's but like I would just have that on a just normal day. Let's get real.
All right. But give us any advice. Have you ever been in our situation? And anything we talked about, any of the questions, shower thoughts, we would love to hear your comments.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.